everybody. Welcome to Marvel Movie News. I'm Matt Key. Today we're talking about Spider-Man Homecoming, a little casting news there that just came out today. We're also talking Sharon Stone. We got some Doctor Strange stuff to talk about, Thor Ragnarok. So much is happening today, and we got a lot of good guests, and just sit right there and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel
movie. Oh my god, I am absolutely the worst host.
You had some like Coy-esque exclamation points in there.
And you started it like at like Coy caffeine level, and you're like, oh, I can't maintain this level of
down. I can maintain it. I felt like I was being annoying all of a sudden.
The third beat, you were like, I'm moving on. Changing tactics.
Please don't turn off the show. Please don't
professional.
I am the worst host. Why do you keep me coming back? All right.
Because you're so pretty.
Oh, thank you, Benjamin Dunn. We are the Marvel Movie News coming to you live from Midtown High. I thought that was appropriate. Where we tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are. I can't remember what show number. I think we're like 85. I think this is like show 85.
It says 86 in the internet, but I
does it 86?
I
mean, no, it's probably 86.
That's a number we have.
But last week was 85.
We should
have celebrated.
Know. That way when we have 100, it matters.
So yeah,
we
very
should
true.
Figure this out
very
in the next
true.
14
Doom,
or
Doom
so.
Doom has very 86.
Now we have a number.
All right. So
I've also used my magical
87.
Doom powers to track why this confusion happened, and it was that week at the beginning of the year where you guys just came to talk about Doctor Strange
right.
and Deadpool.
That would
that's
do
right.
it because
yeah.
we just wanted to bro out about like
yeah,
our boys,
our boys,
2016
our DD boys.
That would do it. Yep.
Matt and Coy.
Strange pool threw it off, but that's worth it. Real worth
pool
it.
Pool Strange.
We did it.
Pool Strange.
Pool Strange?
Yeah.
That just sounds like a bad like situation
yeah,
in the summer.
Yeah, but you can't say Dead Strange.
Everybody out of the
strange.
Pool. It's Strange.
That's a Pool Strange.
That's a Pool Strange.
Or like you go to like Burning Man, you come back with some Pool Strange. You don't know.
Yeah, well, you can't get Pool Strange because there's no pools out there.
Yeah, but you can get things that like, you know. Other
all right, we've got to move on. Subscribe. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Marvel Movie News, where we don't talk about Marvel. Subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News, or find us at the YouTube / Popcorn Talk Network, or you can find us on the website, popcorntalknetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at Marvel News PTN or at The Popcorn Talk. Also on Facebook, which is facebook.com/ Marvel News Show. Hypertext links. That's what the kids use these days, right?
Is that what they're using?
Yep, the hypertext links.
And they're
links.
Typing it all in
yep.
with slashes?
Yep.
It's not.
Hypertext transfer protocol, facebook.com. Guys,
carrot
if you tweet...
A, carrot.
Guys, if you tweet a link out to our show with a message telling people about the live chat, Doom and the Booth will retweet you!
Doom demands tweets and your opinions on all the Spider-Man news.
Oh, there is a bit of Spider-Man news today.
I'm stoked with it.
Yeah.
Doom is excited.
I am Matt Key at the Matt Key. We're also joined by Coy Jandro.
At Coy Jandro. C-O-Y-J-A-N-D-R-E-A-U. That's true.
We also have Benjamin Dunn.
Hi.
And LJ Dewey.
What is up?
Hey guys, why don't you tell us you get 30 seconds each. Go!
I work for Loot Crate. Cool.
Yeah. Cool. LJ?
I'm Coy's friend.
And he's working on his first indie comic. So.
Oh,
yes,
dude!
Yes,
oh, awesome!
Yeah.
That is way cool. One of the few places where that is relevant news.
That's very true. I'm like, not used to it being relevant.
People are asking, like, I'm doing an indie comic. They're like, what's an indie comic? Here,
yes,
it's like
yes.
doing an indie comic.
Was,
they're like,
yeah, also, that's way cooler than being Coy's friend.
It is, isn't it?
Shots fired. I'm ready.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
I'm writing an illustrating one, and it's a very exciting process.
Dude, that's awesome, man.
Thank you.
That's
yeah.
awesome. What's, can you give us the pitch, or are you afraid of having the idea stolen?
Neither.
Okay, fair enough.
I can, but I won't. And his art's actually good. Usually a writer, artist, there's usually a flaw in one, so I can vouch. As someone that's seen some, it'll be good.
I am
that's
passable.
Awesome. Congratulations. And joining us on the Cosmic Couch is superfan Bennett Green and Caleb Pierce.
Yes!
Bennett, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind?
I don't mind. I love Marvel. I love movies. And I like Doctor Strange.
Yes!
Thanks to Matt Key.
Yes, I'll take it.
Oh man, you're such a pusher, dude.
Dude, if there's one thing I do, it's push Doctor Strange.
No, it's absolutely true. I was like, I loved Doctor Strange when I was a kid, and I kind of fell off the bandwagon. Then I became friends with Mr. Matt Key, and he totally reignited.
He's such yeah. a great character. Like, he's such yeah. a great, complicated, like...
I was like, when I read The Oath, I was like, oh, it's just going to be just blobs and everything. I know, I mean, like...
Just
I kind of knew.
What, just blob?
I kind of knew what I was going to get into, but I was like, "Oh wow, this is really good. I loved it." I was like, "Oh, I want to get another one."
Into Shambhala is your next choice.
Yes. Okay.
Into Shambhala. That's this phone case.
Yeah.
It's It's a beautiful book, and it's written like a novel. It's a very strange...
I thought you were going to say, I love Marvel, I like movies, I'm okay with news.
I'm okay with news.
So I'm here.
No, I really love talking about it. I like talk my
experience. So, quick backstory on Bennett. I was at Edenburger, one of the best burger places in Los Angeles, and it's in Glendale. And I was there with my fiance Brittany, like on a random Sunday. And Bennett just walks up to us, and she's like, "Hi, I'm a big fan of your show. Like, it's so fun to meet you." And like, she sat down and talked Marvel with us for like 15 minutes.
That was you? I read that post, and it made me so happy.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's awesome.
That was my birthday, and I was like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, it was like the best birthday, and that was your 16th birthday,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
oh, happy 16.
Thank you.
So
I was
welcome
pretty
to the show.
Stoked. Yeah. I can't wait to talk about Marvel with you guys.
Well, you're not allowed to talk anymore because you're on the Cosmic Couch, and our fans. I'm just kidding.
She's going to be more informed than probably me. I don't know. I don't know LJ, but
Maybe me too.
She might be more informed than me, and I wrote the rundown.
She told me about the whole thing with Doug Liman on the way in. She was like, "Doug Liman's doing another movie," and I was like, "Okay, that's unfortunate because I want that Gambit movie. I'm the one heterosexual guy that's like, he's perfect."
Tell me more about Channing Gambit.
So just to cover the Doug Liman thing, because that's not in our rundown. He might be pulling, like, he might be doing another movie, and that might push back Gambit.
And I was informed by our guest.
Yeah, I didn't even put it in the rundown because it's like a little bit more speculative, but that's the news.
End of news.
Yeah. Caleb Pierce.
Yes. Hi. Matt, we made it, man.
Yeah, you made it. You're here.
You made it.
All right. You want to talk about yourself?
I'm just Bennett's friend. She's introducing me to the comic world.
Nice. So, congratulations.
Got to check it out.
Yeah, you've got a good friend there. All right, let's do it. You guys ready to dive in? We're going to start. We're going to start with the big news. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man Homecoming. Kenneth Choi is joining Spider-Man.
Big news.
Boom.
I mean, I know I listen to his rap. I watch the shows he writes.
Kenneth Choi?
He's got a bunch of Grammys and Emmys. Yep, Kenneth Choi. He goes by Childish Gambino, I believe.
No.
Oh, am I about the wrong casting? Oh.
Yeah, no, we're talking about Kenneth Choi.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Okay, so Donald Glover's the guy that was also one of the Howling Commandos.
That's actually Kenneth Choi.
I see.
You're getting the names mixed up.
I'll be over here.
See, and I know, like, he brings up the fact that he was a Howling Commando.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
And so I was like, well, is he going to be no, he can't be a Howling Commando. That doesn't make any sense. And then why would they do that? Why would they have... And then I remembered, Chris Evans has played 17 different Marvel characters in his career. It's fine.
In fact, if you want to get specific, I believe it was Morita was the last name. It's like James or Jim. I can't remember, but that was the Howling Commando that he was. I pulled a picture of it, but I don't know. I don't know if it's there. Whatever. I don't. But he's joining Spider-Man Homecoming. There, like everything else with this movie, there's no other casting information except that he's in the cast. Yeah. So, but a lot of speculation has been that he's probably the principal of Midtown High. And I
think that's... Works for me.
I like that idea.
My first thought was teacher, so principal, teacher. Yeah.
He's got that Ness.
I mean, I wish that it was Coulson, you know, like in the cartoon.
Yeah, but Coulson's dead in the MCU. He's not dead in TV.
Yeah, but this is a Sony. This is a TV Sony. Show. It's not MCU, right? It's Sony.
Yeah, but like, can you imagine? I think the reasons that Coulson's dead in the movie universe make perfect sense because not everyone who goes to watch the movies watches S.H.I.E.L.D.
But they should.
They totally should. S.H.I.E.L.D. has gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
Like in season 4, like it was actually like, oh, this is... Wait, three. Was this three? Yeah. Like season 3 is like
wait for it to get better.
What?
I mean, that was I know it's going off track a little bit, but that season 3 was a perfect Secret Warrior storyline. Yeah. It was so good.
Yeah. The only thing that I wish they had done is bring the actual Secret Warriors in like earlier and just have them as a team instead of at the very end, but
just
like,
for one scene.
Yeah. So anyway, so Kenneth, that is like, it is cool that like Kenneth Choi, like the cast is expanding and everything. He's a good actor. He was in Wolf of Wall Street also. Mm-hmm. So good actor. I'm excited about
that. Friends with Tina Fey.
Wait, is he really?
No, I'm still doing my Donald Glover bit. Let me have this. It's funny to me, and it'll stay funny to me.
It's not funny.
It's
to
just really,
else,
it's
though.
Really subtle, Koi. I'm not used to it. You're so
like,
subtle.
He's like, Koi got it so wrong. I was like, no. Oh, he's got it so wrong. Spider Geronimo.
Oh, nice. Well done. Call back.
I'm not usually subtle humor. I'm usually more like flabbergastic. But
yeah,
flabbergastic. Like face with humor.
It's a word I make up.
But let's talk about the big Spider-Man Homecoming news, and that is just today. Deadline reported that Donald Glover has joined the cast.
Yay!
Dude, I'm so excited.
No, like, honestly,
there's
like
a little pee coming out of me right now.
That's how I felt.
That is very correct, Star-Lord. You're right. Like, I think you speak for all six of us. Like, a little pee is coming out of all of us.
I was walking, and Colt Badeau actually sent me the news on Twitter, and I
Colt Badeau, the official fifth chair tweeting from the Starjammer and Alpha Flight?
That one.
That's the one.
I was walking down the street and actually stopped in place, read the news, smiled, looked around like a crazy person to, like, share it, and no one was there, and I was like, okay, cool. And I kept walking.
Well, and to be fair, like 9 out of 10 people who may have been there would have been like, all right,
cool.
Who?
Okay.
2 out of 10
be like, what's this guy? 7 out of 10 would be like, why are you stopping and talking to me? 1 out of 10 would be like, that's the greatest news. Thanks for sharing. And I'd be like, you.
I would run away from that man, actually.
It was me in the mirror.
And it's a 50-50 chance that man was just looking for a hug.
It's true. This is Los Angeles. A lot of that. Or it was Donald Glover. He's around.
So let's speculate. Who is he? A big role, or is he like a cameo? Sort of like, hey, like we like you, and we wish you could be Miles, but you're a little too old for it. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's my initial thought. Is that it's kind of fan service, both for him and for the audience.
Because he's
that
a big
knows.
Fan. Like,
yeah,
he's a giant fan,
and this is like a huge thing for him. He's been wanting to be Spider-Man, he's been wanting to be Spider-Man for at least 5 years.
Miles
on
Morales
record.
Exists because of him, in part.
Right.
Like that's
in part. Yeah.
He got to influence an actual character he loves in the world of comics. That's amazing. And now he gets to be in the MCU. I mean, the MCU in effect.
Yeah.
Randy Robertson. That's who I think. I think it's Randy.
Robbie Robertson?
Robbie Robertson.
Yeah, Robbie Robertson.
Wait,
his son?
It's Robbie.
Yeah, who's Randy? Is that
that's when he's a Friday night, he's Randy Robertson.
Ah, Randy Robertson.
Robbie Robertson.
Okay. Yeah, I think that someone at my work said that earlier today, and I was like, that's perfect.
Your work being Loot Crate?
Loot Crate. Loot Great.
Loot...
Randy, there are people specifically saying, don't turn this into an advertisement. Oh, wait till later.
Randy Robertson was the son of Joe Robbie Robertson, the city editor at the Daily Beast.
That's who I was saying, Randy Robertson. I'm saying he's Randy Robertson.
But he's too old.
You are saying the son. Okay.
But
okay.
I think he's too old. I think he's too old to be the son, because I think with them skewing Spider-Man so young to actual high school, it's not unheard of that someone Donald Glover's age would be an editor of a major magazine. Newspaper organization. What's a newspaper? Blog. It's a blog now. It's a blog.
Incredulous at the idea that I could be wrong, that I was like Googling feverishly. I was like, there's going to replay this, and I'm just like so upset. Like, no, his name is Randy. What are they saying? Is my life a lie? What is this, Robbie? Oh, that's his father. What? No!
Okay, so what? Help me out. I'm not familiar with Randy.
Randy
Robertson
is the son of Robbie Robertson. He is friends with Peter casually. He has like, he's the one that like in college, he's like their friend that brings them to clubs and his parties, and like Mary Jane and him get along because he's like that guy, the cool guy. And Robbie's obviously his dad. So there's a lot of family drama because Robbie's like a really good father and cares. Yeah. And Jonah's like the father figure, but he's the grumpy one. So Randy allows Robbie to be more of a paternal father figure to everyone, like the whole group.
Okay.
So he's important because he's a friend and he's also a tie to Robbie.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I want Donald Glover to be the son of Danny Glover, who would be my Robbie Robertson.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Do this, Marvel. I know that you're watching this. I know you're watching this right now. Do this.
Can you imagine Danny Glover? Because there's like so many great little jokes in his rap.
Just
like,
no
Don
Glovers.
And then he's like, what up? Love it.
That would be awesome.
Nick Offerman for Jonah. Danny Glover for Robbie.
I love how you're
not on board.
What?
Not on board for who?
What?
Nick Offerman.
Okay.
Oh, so you want the joke, because we do have to have Jay Jonah and not have the Robbie actually being the editor in chief.
Well, yeah, Robbie would be the assistant, maybe the second hand, not assistant, but the second hand man.
Right.
Who do you want for Jonah then?
For Jonah, I don't know.
Just
not
shoot
Offerman,
me down.
Not
just
Offerman,
anyone
sorry.
But Coy's idea.
We've already had the perfect
I want the old
Jonah.
Jonah back. Yeah. I want the old Jonah back. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I just don't think we can. I mean,
well, he's too jacked now. Have you seen that?
Dude, now it just crushed Spider-Man for photos. Bring me pictures of Spider-Man. So that's my theory. That's what I think. Zach was saying his theory, which I like.
I literally ran.
It was a great moment. It was a great moment before the show.
I ran into the studio as my brain just did Eddie Brock.
Yeah, Eddie, Donald Glover as Eddie Brock would be, I would love to see that. That would be so fun to see him as Venom, because that would be a way to get him into the Spider-Man suit, or a Spider-Man-like suit, without him being like Miles Morales or whatever else. Because he's 32. He could pass his college, but he couldn't pass his high school. And I think it's problematic to make Miles Morales older.
I don't think he can possibly be Miles. That doesn't work at all. There's no reality where it's like, oh, yes, I look up to this child and one day I'll be just like him. Like, it doesn't work.
I don't want him to be Eddie because I don't want Eddie in the first movie.
I don't think they're going to do that.
You don't think they're going to do that?
Yeah.
Tell us, what do you think?
Because Sony was talking about having a solo Venom movie.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Marvel doesn't want to go back to what happened back then. I think they want to just have a fresh start.
Do an Agent Venom kind of deal.
That solo Venom movie gives me hives.
I feel like it's going to be a little bit longer than, like, in the wait to have Venom. Because I think they want to tie in with Guardians, probably. I don't know that they can tie it in with
Guardians because it's a Sony property. Yeah. Like, and even though Sony and Marvel, like, are kind of, like, good friends now, I don't know that they're going to share the licenses quite that much.
Yeah. There has been a certain level, it's unknown the level of it, but they have made agreements to send people back and forth between the movies.
Yeah.
It's sort of like that's the only way Sony was going to agree to it. So there will be some Sony characters popping up in MCU films, not just Spider-Man, and vice versa.
Yeah, but that's a big one. Like having like Agent Venom go to space and everything, that's...
Whole thing. Plus, without Spider-Man, Venom doesn't work, and I've been on that rant before. But it's real upsetting.
But that could be why they want to introduce, if they're going to introduce Eddie Brock, not as Venom in movie one,
but if they would introduce him as Eddie Brock, then
Sony's a step closer to getting their Venom movie.
I was just going to say the same thing, and they can introduce the character and have no Venom aspect to it at all, but then just get people hyped for the Venom,
And then you've got a known actor with Donald Glover, who is like just charming as all get out, and everyone likes Donald Glover. Like, then you've got him as Eddie Brock, and then you've got, that's the start of a new franchise. If they, like Bennett said, if they do the whole Venom thing, like, which would be awesome. Like, I think that would be really cool. Like, Doom, I'm on board for your idea.
I mean, I'm in. I'd love the idea. I just don't think it's necessarily plausible.
I do not want to see Venom in this movie. I don't want to see Venom, but Eddie Brock I could see being
my trilogy pitch
around.
That I've done here is Eddie Brock being in the first movie, Venom being in the second, Carnage being in the third. So, like, it would need that to go.
They're not
going to
do two symbiote movies.
No. Just, I can dream.
You can dream. You can dream, but your dreams can be wrong.
They skip entirely and just go with Toxin.
Just Toxin.
Don't
explain it ever. That's
weird. It's a police officer who's crazy. Let's just do that.
Just live your life.
Or they do like Venom and then Anti-Venom, and like, but that's the movie, and it's like, oh, what is going on?
What? I want to point
that's
out
that's what Kenneth Choi is.
Oh.
That's it. Two amazing comments in the thread: that Ice Cube as Jonah Jameson,
and oh my God,
Nick Cage as Jonah Jameson.
Oh my
Thank
God.
You, Justice Seymour and Nadim. I love both of those very much. And Paul Grant said Donald Glover should be the new Will Smith and do songs for every film he's in. Yes, he should. Hey, Donald Glover Spider-Man rap all day,
all day,
all day,
all day. But like, it sounds exactly like "Here Comes the Man in Black," but it's like "Here Comes the Web Head."
No. I feel like you could have done better with that.
I probably could have.
Not a rapper.
Well, the other side of it is that they haven't actually said that he even is playing like a major role in Spider-Man or the franchise.
Yeah, there's no news.
He could literally just be in it to be doing a rap about, like, as Childish Gambino doing a rap about Spider-Man.
He's not Childish Gambino anymore, so that's...
What?
What?
He dropped the name. He just goes, he like deleted all his Childish Gambino social media stuff. He's Donald Glover now.
I'm learning so much.
Yeah.
Is he releasing more music as Donald Glover?
I think I can't give you a solid answer on that one.
His music is so good.
I know.
I was sitting at camp all morning, then this happened. I made this happen, universe.
Yeah, you made this happen. Thank you. Thank you for your positive visualization.
Got it.
Appreciate it. All right, let's move on. Anything else anyone wants to say about Donald Glover or Kenneth Choi? That's still in play.
I mean, I am excited for both. I think that it's very important that Marvel is listening to the fans and giving them the actors they want and using actors that are fan favorites. And I think that Donald Glover's in Spider-Man.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Let's give you about this is some giant news. Sharon Stone has maybe let leak what her superpower is, and it is heat.
That's always been her superpower.
I know. Right?
Since she crossed and uncrossed her legs, that's all I've known her for.
Wow.
She causes heat.
You see, back in the day, youngins.
Before the internet, it was rare to see such things.
So Sharon Stone, if you remember, like, James Corden, is that his name? James Corden, the Night Show, Corden, right? It's late not Corden, Corbin, it's
late,
Corden,
late,
Corden,
late, 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 late show.
The,
so late, it's early
the
night.
The liggety late, yeah. She let leak on that show that she's been cast in a movie. She didn't say who, but she said she had a wee part, which led me to believe, like, oh my god, she would be an amazing Janet Van Dyne, like, teaming up with Michael Douglas, like, oh my god, make that happen, that is awesome. But then... And the breaking news source of AARP magazine.
oh dear God!
Everyone's go-to source for Hollywood news.
Also, why is she doing interviews? She's old.
She's like late 50s, I think. Yeah,
she's a senior citizen.
But also, like, she's
yeah,
like,
but she
barely,
can't get the discount. Yeah, yeah, she can't get the discount yet
by law.
I thought it was 55.
No.
People live a long time now, man.
I think 55 is when, like, insurance changes. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's when your insurance goes way up.
So, anyway, according to the quote from the movie is, Stone has been cast as a superhero. She'll only reveal that her secret power is heat in a yet-to-be-named movie, also for Marvel. That's the quote from the magazine. Her secret power is heat.
I know no one that fits.
Besides X-Men, which...
Well,
is,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I composed a list. Firestar.
Okay. How would she be a Spider-Man?
Ayo Okonkwo, Magma, an older version of Jean Grey from the future, a female version of Molten Man for Spider-Man.
Molten Lady?
Molten Woman. There's literally no one.
There's no one that's like age-appropriate and type-appropriate. She can age up or down anyone. That doesn't matter.
Could she be an Inhuman in the TV show?
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe that's not a bad idea.
I can't imagine them using Sharon Stone in the TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video of Bucky and her? Have you seen the video of
Sebastian Stan?
Yeah.
No.
So Sebastian Stan is like a huge crush on Sharon Stone, and they're doing a late night show, and the whole time he's just hating on Sharon Stone, but like, so good. Like, it's probably the best, like, how you doing I've ever seen. And if Sebastian Stan just laid it on Sharon Stone, I think that's how she's in the Marvel Universe. I think Sebastian Stan was like, so.
If she makes Bucky hot and heavy, that's where the heat comes from.
Yeah.
We're
already seeing a preview. Look it up. It's amazing.
Clever twist.
So that's what I'm. Like, all the jokes that we're making about heat, I almost wonder if she's making, like, a play on things and, like, she brings, like, that sort of, like, sexual heat.
Well, here's a stretch. But she could be Janet Van Dyne, and she's been shrunk so small that she's actually vibrating molecules back and forth, which creates heat. Science. She's exciting the molecules around her.
She's exciting molecules on a quantum level.
Mm-hmm. She did that in the 80s a lot.
So, she's been lost, and Hank Pym has to find her, and she vibrates molecules to leave a trail?
Yeah, she's just been volleyball.
Volleyballing the electrons?
Yeah.
If this wasn't a PG-13 show, if this wasn't a different show, I'd have a lot of different things to say about it, but... Moving on.
Join us for Marvel Movie News After Hours.
Or
tells you what Sharon Stone thought.
What's up, Doom?
Or an extra twist, and she's Janie Storm.
What?
So Johnny Storm, gender Ben. I'm not being serious.
All right, let's leave that behind and go to Thor Ragnarok. Yeah, are you ready to move? Yeah. All right, that's giving me the thumbs up to move. Move on.
There's nowhere appropriate we can go for.
Yeah, no more. Sharon Stone. Ruffalo teases the Hulk Banner dynamic in Thor Ragnarok, saying this is to E. I don't know if it was a magazine or the website or what. Just to E! He said, this is his quote, I haven't started filming, but I've been prepping for it, and I'm really excited about it. I think we're going to do some really cool stuff. We're going to see some new stuff with the Hulk. We're going to see some new stuff with Bruce Banner. We're definitely going to see some new stuff for poor old Thor. So we knew we were going to see some new stuff for Thor. But here, what I wanted to point out is he says we're going to see some new stuff with the Hulk, which we also kind of guessed, but we're going to see some new stuff with Bruce Banner, which is... That's kind of exciting to me because, like, all the rumors up to this point are that Bruce Banner wasn't really a part of this and that it was just going to be Hulk the entire time and that he was smarter Hulk. So I almost wonder if that, like, I think those two rumors, like, his quote and that rumor, I think can go together where, like, maybe Banner and Hulk are starting to...
Merge
a little bit because that would be very new for...
Yeah.
Banner. Like, that would be very new for Banner. Like, that's... He's never done that. He's never wanted to do that. And I think we started seeing... signs of a more intelligent Hulk, like, especially with the whole, like, Quinjet thing, like, him flying away, like, that's actually one of my favorite shots in Age of Ultron, because You've got like Hulk by himself in a Quinjet flying away, like doesn't fit in the Quinjet. Yeah. Like could shrink down to fit better, is choosing not to. Like,
yeah.
Like I feel like that shot says so much about that character and his situation in the world of just like, I don't fit, flying away, like,
right, but he's smart enough at that point to fly a jet.
Yeah, which exactly,
I consider myself a little bit intelligent. I don't know how to fly a jet.
Yeah, especially like a Quinjet, which,
yeah,
which seems complicated.
That has five engines. Is that Quinn? Is that Quinn?
Five? Yeah,
yep,
yeah. Well, it'll be a Quint jet.
Colt Bedeau had a really cool idea about the Sherman Stone.
Colt Bedeau, not unofficial. I keep saying unofficial. The official fifth chair from the Starjammer.
Lady Death for Sherman Stone. The quick chair.
Ooh.
I think Lady Death would be cool and interesting.
I don't know what that has to do with heat or a wee part, but
I mean, I just think it's cool.
That is very cool.
Well, maybe it would be a small part in an upcoming thing. Well, I mean,
yeah, start small and then build into the Infinity War and have it be ready. You know,
yeah.
Don't you think they'll introduce Lady Death like in Doctor Strange?
I think there's a possibility, especially because like Scott Derrickson, how's this for memory?
Sloop.
Scott Derrickson tweeted out a picture of one of the Doctor Strange comics. I can't remember which number, but it's the picture of him like falling into a giant gaping skull, and it says Doctor Strange meets Death, and like Scott Derrickson tweeted that out.
Yeah.
And, like, got all of us Doctor Strange nerds like, is Death going to be in the Doctor Strange movie? Because it would actually fit. Like,
that's the only
like
way
with...
that you can do it. It's the only movie that you could introduce Death as a character. And Death is a huge part of the Thanos mythology. So.
Yeah. No, it's like a primary. Like, it's like he's doing everything because he's in love with Death. Like, the actual avatar of Death.
Wasn't that, like, the first early news we had for Doctor Strange?
It wasn't actually news. It was just a tweet that, like, Derrickson, like, sent out that was like, oh, man, what if, like, he actually meets Death? Like, that's the thing with Marvel that's so fun is that Doctor Strange could actually meet Death, like, and he has in the comics before. Like, that's kind of fun, so.
So that's a cool idea that Sharon Stone might be Death.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's why Ryan Reynolds
is
gone.
Is Colt listening to the show right now? Because he should know we've already skibbity-bopped past.
He should, but, you know, sometimes the Starjammer signal is delayed. It's okay. Gotta get to
Colt,
space.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Just saying. I shouldn't be calling you out like that. You're a good man, and
but
we appreciate your help.
For the Banner Hulk thing, I think that they're going to... Just movie-making-wise, you have to play to your audience. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that you can just have the Hulk as the Hulk without having any Banner whatsoever, because you have to reintroduce the idea that this isn't just some giant green monster. Mm-hmm. This is a human being who becomes a giant green monster for the people who haven't seen any other Marvel movie ever.
Yeah. Well, and one of my favorite things about Hulk and, like, the Hulk-Banner dynamic is that Banner is the only person in the entire world that Hulk is afraid of. Like, like even, like, people like the Abomination, who are arguably as strong or stronger, Hulk is like, no, screw you. Like, I'm not afraid of you. Let's fight. But, like, Banner, he's like, no, not Banner. Like,
right, because
you know, so, like, I like
Banner's
that
the only thing that kills the Hulk.
Yeah.
Essentially,
yeah. He makes the Hulk go away, and he can keep him gone.
Yeah. But have they gone into that fear in the movies? Have they?
Yeah, I think in the first Avengers, he talked about like how it's hard for him to control.
Well, but that was more Banner with Hulk.
The other way around.
It's the other way around. Like, we know Banner's terrified of Hulk, but it's been subtly suggested that Hulk is maybe, like, doesn't like Banner.
They've had other characters like be like, puny Banner, I get it. Like, but Hulk's never said it out loud.
Yeah. So I think if you're watching very closely, maybe you can see some nuance from the performance, but it's never been said explicitly. So
we'll see. I mean, I'm really excited. I think that it's a great opportunity for Mark Ruffalo to play around. Like, that's going to be fun to just... I want to see that Hulk because it's something new and exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that Hulk more than I am just, like, giant green behemoth with, metal arm. Like, I'm excited for that. Like, and he's going to be dressed like a gladiator, according to some rumors, which I'm very excited about. But
I would rather... Hulk.
Yeah, it's Planet Hulk-ish. Planet Thor.
Either way, we agree every week this movie sounds better and better. And that's cool. And exciting.
Yeah. And with Taika Waititi doing it, like if you haven't seen What We Do in the Shadows, like, finish the show, then immediately go watch that. It is one of the greatest films.
And then watch Creed and see what the Marvel Universe is going to be shaping up to, because those are both great.
Yeah, Creed is so good. Yeah.
So good.
So good. So let's jump over to Ghost Rider real quick. There's not actual news for Ghost Rider. There's no series or movie coming out, but talking with Uproxx, they asked Norman Reedus, Uproxx did, if he would be down to play Ghost Rider, and his his quote was, "Hell yeah, it would be a blast. Do I get a skull face that's on fire and all that? Skibbity bop, yeah, I'm down." Skibbity bop is another word that I'm not going to say. Thank you. Skibbity do, yeah, I'm down. So he wasn't saying, like, I'm petitioning Marvel to do this or whatever else. Like, they ask him, would you do it? Because he has, like, he loves motorcycles, and he's got a motorcycle show
and
coming out.
And he looks like it could be.
And he looks like it. In fact, like, comicbook.com, they always work with this artist named Boss Logic, and they asked him to do, like, a sketch of what, like, he might look like, and this is what he came up with. And I was like, yeah, I could. That actually kind of looks like Norman Reedus to me in some way. All right, I can see that. So
it's unfortunate that they've already done the best Ghost Rider movie ever. So we Nick Cage is the only Ghost Rider for
Yeah, Ghost Rider 2 with the magnum opus of cinema.
Yeah,
can't top it.
But here's what's kind of funny though.
Is you're being funny. I'm not.
Norman Reedus is a legitimate fan of all of those, like, of all the movies. He's like, Nicolas Cage was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nicolas Cage was great. Nicolas, guy, have you seen the second one? He pees fire. Okay? But that, besides,
by the way, that's why I didn't see the second one. Yeah. I saw that in the trailer and was like, oh no. That makes no sense.
Idris Elba's there.
But it's really by the same guys who did
Neville Dean Taylor.
Yeah,
Crank guys.
The Crank movies. And they captured it perfectly. The first movie was terrible. It was terrible. And this movie is not good. But that being said,
you're selling it so well.
That being said, watch it, because it's completely watchable, and they capture the manic energy of Nick Cage so well.
I can't tell if you're joking.
I just remember the CGI abs from the first one.
See, they just
looking in the mirror, and he's like, hey.
This is just a long con for me to make people watch that movie.
Vampire's Kiss, man, all day.
Vampire's Kiss. Just ruining people's lives one movie at a time.
You're failing terribly.
With Alyssa Milano?
Yeah, dude.
This is a PG show. We can't talk about Vampire's Kiss.
So, anyway, that's that news. Like, that's not news. It's just, like, Norman Reedus would be down to play it, and that would actually be legitimately pretty cool.
He'd be perfect. I also think we were talking about body types and Channing Tatum's body type. I think he'd be a great Gambit. Norman Reedus.
Oh, Norman Reedus.
Right?
Yeah.
He's got, like, his hair and, like, the ness and the lankiness and the charm and, like, his, like, very specific attractiveness. I just think if we don't go Channing Tatum, he'd be a really good Gambit.
I can get behind that, actually. Right? God, you were so good at
fan casting. I like fan casting. I think it'd be good. Norman Reedus. No, I still stand by my C-Tates. Still got to my boy. Mm-hmm. But if he drops out,
I'm going to start calling it koi casting.
Oh, I do love it. It's fun. And I think that he'd be good.
Yeah, he would be great at it.
Go to Ranker.com to see more fan casting.
Yeah, you've actually written a lot for Ranker.
Yeah.
I sure did.
I sure too much. All the things. All the time.
It could be fun to see, like, a Midnight Suns, like, on Netflix, like, eventually. But I think that would be a really cool Netflix face, too.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Like, go from Defenders and, like, keep doing that, but then start introducing, like, elements of the Midnight Suns and stuff like that. I would be so down for that, so.
And they could, and I think that's a logical next step. As the film movies go magic, that goes dark. Yeah. And, like, that side of magic.
Yeah. So, real quick, we are, like, I hate to turn this into a commercial. I apologize, everybody. But we are legitimately sponsored by Loot Crate. So we do want to mention Loot Crate. And Loot Crate is, like, legitimately, like, a really cool service. I mean, you got that shirt from Loot Crate, right?
Yep.
And you work for Loot Crate.
I do. It's completely unplanned, by the way.
Yeah,
had no idea that we were sponsoring this show. Though, to be fair, we sponsor every show.
God, you're shameless.
but also sponsor, like, Batman on Batman with Kevin Smith. Yeah. I know that because I have to get those, like, rundowns for him, too, and chase people around to get the boxes for him and Mark to play with.
Oh, man. But we've been doing some really cool stuff lately, so I would highly recommend picking up some Loot Crate. Especially if you're a fan. What I do for Loot Crate is I run our specialty lines, so, like, Firefly, if you're a Firefly fan, we have an awesome Firefly box, and we just announced our Halo crate.
Oh, what's in the Halo crate?
I can't tell you.
Oh,
because
fancy.
We haven't gone on sale yet. We don't go on sale until to be determined.
You don't know what month?
Oh,
the Halo
we know. I just can't tell you.
Oh, okay.
It's super secret. That's a great thing about Loot Crate is that it is a mystery service. So, you don't know until you get it.
Yeah.
But the majority of the time, it's really great stuff.
But here's actually, like, and I've like, Brittany and I have gotten more than our fair share of Loot Crates. Mm-hmm. Here's what I like about them. It's less than $20 a month, so mm-hmm. it's super cheap. It's like, what, $18?
I think after shipping and handling, it's like, 19-something.
It's like $19. Mm-hmm. And then if you go to lootcrate.com/Marvel News, and enter our code MARVELNEWS, you save $3. Mm-hmm. So now it's like $15. Yeah. I'm terrible at math, so forgive me if that's wrong, but
yeah, and each month you're going to get at least $40 to $50 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really well worth it. And, like, I love it because a lot of people are like, oh, well, there's some stuff I don't want, but that's cool, because then you have gifts to give people.
Yeah, and they're, like, unique gifts. Like, you're not mm-hmm. going to find them.
No. Anywhere.
Like, there's a Deadpool toy that I keep forgetting to bring in, but we got it in a Deadpool crate. And it's like, I saw it at a convention for $50. Just yeah. that one Deadpool thing. I was yeah. like, whoa, we got that in a Loot Crate. That's awesome. So, yep. Anyway, wow. so go to lootcrate.com and do that. June's theme explores ways things can go wrong with dystopia and includes RoboCop, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, Matrix, and new favorites, Bioshock and Fallout 4.
I'm just going to say, I know what's in it, and it's awesome, so you should get it.
Dee-doo-doo-papa-doo!
In commercial break!
All right.
And we're back!
And we're back!
Thanks for hanging with us, everybody! So now, Marvel is going to be at San Diego Comic-Con, and this is actually, like, kind of big news, because Fox is already, like... What's that?
Ben hadn't spoken since this guy got on, but he likes his commercial. He's like, I like this guy. I was just like, good sales pitch. ShamWow, it's been done.
Marvel's going to be at San Diego Comic-Con, and this is big news because last year they were at D23, so they didn't make an appearance.
Has it been announced that they are going to be?
It hasn't been announced, but it's looking...
Okay.
It's a very strong rumor, and it's looking very likely.
I mean, they should. Yes, exactly. D23 is Disney's thing, and I understand why they would only hold it there, but come on, guys.
It's Comic-Con. But here's the deal. Like, Fox pulled out. And I think another major studio pulled out. I can't remember who, but two big studios pulled out. What does Fox have these days?
They just showed.
That's true, but like Wolverine 3 is coming out. We're going to talk about that later mm-hmm. in the show, if we can get there, because we're already 30 minutes in and we've barely talked about anything. We're just having so much fun!
Sharon starts to distract.
Sharon, very. Let me just get the news out. Scott Derrickson tweeted, will I be at Comic-Con this year? Here's a hint. And then he showed... this picture, and it's not the Mads Mikkelsen, it's coming. I'm terrible at sending pictures to Doom, by the way. He sent out a picture of a banner that's already hanging up in San Diego that is one of the posters for Doctor Strange, and it's like that, it's that picture of the poster mm-hmm. of Doctor Strange with his eye over
his
hand.
I love that poster so much.
Yeah, there it is.
Whoa.
So the fact that that's up there, like, that seems to tell me, like, yes, Marvel's going to be there.
It would be just such a mean
yeah.
piece of blue balls.
It's Do you think they're going to show it? Do you think that they're going to have a screening of it there?
No.
No.
I think
no.
they'll
no. How soon are they going to get you in to see it? Because this is my thing. Like, I love seeing movies with Matt Key, and I'm like, I want to see Doctor Strange. This has to happen. And I'm like, I'm going to probably, if I get to see it with you, it's going to be, like, your fifth viewing. Because I feel like...
Dude, I don't know. Like,
I saw Deadpool with Ben.
Yeah. I'm actually like really bad at getting into like screening. Like, and I'm hoping that like I've made enough of a noise about yeah. like my love for Doctor Strange that Marvel's like, you should get this guy in there. But like, I don't know. I have no idea. Like, hopefully I'll get to go see it early or whatever, but
this is a show. You host a show called Marvel Movie News.
Yeah.
You wear nothing but Doctor Strange
shirts.
I've got
5 Doctor Strange shirts. Like, I know.
Marvel.
That's the most of anybody in the world.
Yeah, I know. Like, it has to be. It has to be.
I had to wait in line to see Deadpool.
No,
but the cool thing was the people in the front of the line were Marvel Movie News fans and let me cut 30 people.
Yeah. Oh,
that was awesome. Yeah, like, that was awesome.
We got there pretty late. They were like, hey, you Marvel Movie News. And I was like, why, yes.
Oh, that's
so
very nice of them.
The extent of our VIP status so far is cutting strangers.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of a fun thing for me, at least, about Doctor Strange, and that is that that movie comes out a week before I'm getting married.
That's awesome.
And like, hey. I've actually considered like renting a theater and making that my bachelor party. Like, hey everybody, come watch Doctor Strange with me.
Dude, that's amazing.
So, like, yeah. I've considered that. I don't know if I'm going to.
Let me know if you make that decision. I might be able to pull some strings.
Okay. Oh yeah. So anyway, he tweeted that, and then James Gunn replied to that saying, "Really, you'll be so close? I might have to come see you," which is like sparking rumors of like, "Oh, Guardians," and that makes total sense because Guardians comes out next year. Doctor Strange is Marvel's next big picture coming out, mm-hmm. and they've done nothing to advertise it except for one trailer. And even that was just a teaser. That was just like 90 seconds of like, here's what we're working on. Hope you like it. Like, let's get it into your head. Because like, 9 out of 10 people don't know who Doctor Strange is, and of those people, like 9 out of 10 of those people who do know Doctor Strange have never read one. They're just like, oh yeah, I'm a Marvel fan. Doctor Strange is a character in it.
Yeah, well, especially, when's the next trailer going to drop? Because what's the next Disney thing? That
Finding Dory.
Yeah, Finding
Dory. It's not going to drop. Yeah, that's the wrong
audience. Like, I mean, Doctor Strange isn't out November 4th, and I think that is 4 or 5 months before or after Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. So Comic-Con would be kind of a perfect place to release a big trailer out, but I think they should release a trailer earlier. Mm-hmm. I kind of, like, because, like, typically they do it 6 months in advance, and 6 months would be June.
Right.
So... I don't know. We'll see.
But at least today, right after we're done.
He's just in the car, like, having a stroke. Like, what is this? Yeah.
But if Marvel's there, like, I think we can also expect, like, Captain Marvel casting, especially with, like, the news that Brie Larson is kind of a favorite.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think Marvel's, like, working really hard to shore up the casting news so they can announce that at Comic-Con.
That makes sense.
She would make a great Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I think she'd be great. She's so talented.
And what's funny is that I've never even considered her, and then, like, that news came out, I was like, oh, yes. Brie Larson. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, the girl who sat on a cake in United States of Terra. Okay, yeah, let's do it.
She's gonna kill me so good. No, Room sold me on anything she ever does. Absolutely. She's such a powerhouse in that I was like, okay.
I can never watch it again, but it was a great movie.
It's so harrowing, man. That movie's so good.
If you guys are trying to figure out where you might see a Doctor Strange trailer released in the theaters, you've got Finding Dory in a week. The BFG... is coming July 1st.
Yeah. BFG's not a bad idea.
And then magical. Pete's Dragon is August 12th. August 12th's a little late in the game for November.
That would be a good place for, like, a second epic trailer, yeah.
BFG might work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the only one that would really line up.
Yeah, yeah, because August would be too...
Too close.
Too close. I mean, that would be, like, the third trailer if you're going to do that.
Yeah, that would be, like, the third, yeah. All right, so while we're on the subject of Doctor Strange... Scott Adkins, talking to HuffPost, said that...
He's not AARP yet.
said that Doctor Strange will absolutely have some horror elements to it and kind of talk about the movie a little bit more. He said, this is going to show that other dimension side of the Marvel, of the MCU. I'm sure Scott Derrickson is going to bring some of his horror element into it as well. It's going to be a different version of a Marvel comic, so... Mm-hmm. And then he went on to talk about how, like, he loves how they bend genres and make more of a genre movie than anything else. So
much like his Deadpool bent the idea of what Deadpool is.
Yeah. Yes.
He was the X-Men Origins Wolverine when Ryan Reynolds, the body.
Wait,
of,
Scott Adkins was?
I'm like 90% sure. Yeah.
I think you might be right.
Yeah. So
oh my,
like,
God.
They certainly bent that character in the way they wanted.
Oh man.
Well, it's because him and Ryan Reynolds have very different mouths, which is the reason that they gave him no mouth.
Oh yeah.
That makes total sense.
But he's a martial artist, and we don't know why we don't know what his role is in the Doctor Strange movie, but it makes sense because, like, Doctor Strange is, like, there's a lot of, like, sort of, like, martial arts.
That dude can move, man.
So,
if he's involved, I'm excited. I think that guy's really talented.
So, Doctor Strange having a horror element is something that we've talked about on the show before, but this is just, like, sort of, like, confirming that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. I mean, especially if you see that director's roster, like...
Yeah, I mean, he's a horror
director.
He just
makes horror movies.
Yeah. So,
spoiler alert,
bigger news is that Mads Mikkelsen teased his villain a little bit more to Yahoo. What are you doing?
I love how he doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut. Yeah. Like, Mads Mikkelsen, he's like, oh, we shouldn't have said that. Oh, I definitely shouldn't have said that.
So,
but anyway, sorry.
So Mads Mikkelsen talked about how the comic books... I'm not going to read the full quote because there's a lot there. And we're 40 minutes... to the show.
I apologize.
No, I'm terrible at steering the ship. That's my fault. Because I just get so excited. I just want to talk about every single little thing. And then I'm like, oh my God.
Make it a 3-hour show, man.
Six people in the room talking happy stuff.
So he basically said the comic books are, like, the comic books themselves are already so different from everything else that Marvel does. So the movie follows suit with that, but is not quite as trippy as the stuff in the 60s and 70s, which makes total sense because, like, the main writers on the 70s run have gone on record saying they would drop acid to help come up with their stories for Doctor Strange. They would drop acid, walk around New York City, and be like, yeah, no, that would be a great idea. So,
how are you watching it the second time? I'm watching it the second time.
So he said, like, but one of my favorites, he says, I don't know if you're familiar with the old comics, but it's quite a specific universe with kung fu and magic, so what's not to love, really? Mm-hmm. I'm like... Yeah, no, that is really... It's a good summation of Doctor Strange. Yeah.
What is not to love?
Yeah, kung fu and magic. Who doesn't love that? Anyway, he has a little more things, but then he talks about the villain and says, he's not a villain in that way. He's a man who believes in something else than the hero. That doesn't mean he doesn't want to make the planet look wonderful or he wants to save the world as well, but he has a different way of doing it. He is the antagonist, but not necessarily wrong. And that shores up to me, like, I know, like, I was pushing Asmodeus, like, really hard initially, but then I was like, oh, but there's this guy named Kalu. I think it's Kalu. And as I've said before, Kalu is like an ancient, like a he goes along with the ancient one. Mm-hmm. So, and that would make sense to me, like to have the ancient one in like a pitched fight with like one of his old contemporaries, or her, because it's Tilda, and then
could still be a him. It's Tilda.
It's very true, yeah. Very true. But like I think Doctor Strange gets pulled into a fight that she is already engaged in with mm-hmm. one of her older adversaries, and it's Kalu.
I mean, it makes sense. It lines
and
up.
And Kalu, like, in Kalu, like, according, like, Kalu is more of, like, an anti-hero than a bad guy. He starts off as a bad guy, but eventually he sort of, like, starts teaming up with Doctor Strange a little bit more and becoming a good, a better guy. And then he was actually in Mighty Avengers, like, a couple years ago. I totally forgot about it, but, like, he was in Mighty Avengers, so.
Well, one of the best villains are always just a slightly askew from the hero's intentions. I mean, Magneto. Magneto is just... is just Charles Xavier with a different bent.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you don't want the character to be like one note and like, I'm the bad guy, twirly, twirly, twirly.
That makes the worst villains.
Yeah, so. That's the problem. I mean, we've had a lot of that, so it's good that he's got like...
Yeah, here's a picture of Kalu from Mighty Avengers.
Whoa.
So, you know, I mean, he's very similar to Doctor Strange in a lot of ways. He's the ancient one. I mean, he's as powerful as the ancient one and was trained in the same area and like was raised the same way, but then they kind of like had different opinions of how to... save the Earth.
Right.
So, I think it's Kalu.
I'm excited.
I think that would be cool.
By next week, he'll just be reading the script out loud for us. And then I say, I mean, clearly. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. And then,
sorry.
Oops, sorry, Disney. Star Wars. Oops, screwed that one up. Oops, Marvel screwed that one up. In the same interview.
It's the best.
I love him.
I love him. So Black Panther, last week, like about a day after our show, Michael B. Jordan confirmed that he is in Black Panther.
Oh, no Fantastic Four 2?
Oh, no, they're still trying to make it happen.
We'll see.
I know.
Can they have him in both? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I mean, Chris Evans is in Human Torch.
Yeah, but like that Fantastic Four had already ended when they brought him on as Captain America.
That's true.
I think they'll still...
The Human Torch is just a cursed role.
Yeah, no, I think you have to get through being the Human Torch in order to get him on the
MCU. It's like the minor leagues and the major leagues.
Yeah, you turn it.
Got it.
You burn out, and then you're reborn, you phoenix right into the Marvel Universe.
So, Black Panther, Michael B. Jordan said to Hollywood Reporter, I'm super excited, especially to put a different spin on it. I'm looking forward to working with Coogler once again. It's going to be a good time. Then they asked him who he was excited to work with, and he said Lupita Nyong'o and Chadwick Boseman. What's cool about that is that Lupita has not been confirmed yet. So either he's heard rumors that she's going to be in it and is just like assuming that she is, or he is, you know, being like super duper besties with Coogler, knows that she's already in it.
Right. Or they have like a table read and was like, all right.
Yeah. So
this is Lupita.
Why, hello?
Yeah.
They'd be silly not to have her.
That cast is incredible. Yeah, that cast is so good.
Yeah. So, so who do we think that, I mean, admittedly, I am not as familiar with Black Panther as I am with Doctor Strange.
What I think is really cool about this cast, like, I'm sorry, it's a thought I just had about, like, the scope of this cast, is Marvel does this thing where, like, they don't pay their actors as much money as some other franchises do, but they give them exposure like no other franchise would. Yeah. So all these actors tend to be like, okay, here's my role, and then my career is set up for this.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, this cast being, what was it, 90% African or African-American, we'll finally have a surge of incredibly talented young African-American actors.
Being recognized.
And, like, worldwide. Like, this movie's going to make so much money, and all of a sudden it'll be like, oh, look at this amazing cast that's now... We won't have, like, the same five actors in every movie, and it won't be just these little casts. And I think that's going to be really cool for Captain Marvel and these female characters going forward, too, is, like, you see Jennifer Lawrence everywhere. Like, who do we get? Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be great to have that with both female and African casts going forward because of Marvel. So I just think that this Black Panther movie means more than... Every time I hear more about it, I realize how much more it means, and it's really exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
very significant. Like,
I love Michael B. Jordan. I've loved him for so long, and now he's like everywhere. And he had like his indies are doing well, and like nobody else would have like made a movie like Fruitvale Station sell. Mm-hmm. And like now he's got Black Panther, so it's like here's even more. Like, I'm just and Boyega and Star Wars. Like, it's about time, and it's cool. So
yeah, I agree.
Stuff.
Ben, you had something you want to throw in?
I was just going to get political. I was just saying, I mean, you're saying all the right, like, this is all good stuff. It's like, but they still need to, like, stop whitewashing the Asian characters.
No,
well.
I mean, I agree. Yeah. This positive step, I'm sticking with it positive. That's kind of my brand. It's all I got.
It's my brand.
I love you guys. I love it. So good.
Sure does.
But who do we think Jordan can be? Like, here's what I would love to see them do. I would love to see them make him White Wolf, who was introduced in Christopher Priest's run. He was the Hatut Zarazi. He was like the leader of the Hatut Zarazi, which is the Secret Service, and he's the older adopted brother to T'Challa, who becomes jealous T'Challa after he's born. Mm-hmm. I would love to see him play like sort of like almost like a mole inside of the Wakandan like royalty. Like, he's a friend, he's a stepbrother, he's loyal, but there's also, like, he's working some angles underneath. He's almost like a Loki character in that way.
That's meaty, I like it.
And I would love to see him do that. Now, in the comics, White Wolf is a white man who, like, fell into the jungle and was adopted by T'Chaka, but I still, like...
Still works.
Perfect. It still works. Like, you think it's awesome. So, I would love to see... I personally would love to see that.
Yeah, that'd be a great character for him. Because I don't think they're going to go Manape or many of the really just inappropriate characters from the Arrow and Black Panther came around.
Yeah.
He was in that, like, 70s era. Like, Black Panther actually preceded the Black Panther movement, and they changed the name Black Panther to Black Leopard for a while because they were like, no, not us. Sorry, bro. So, like, the fact that there was that time means there's a ton of characters they just can't use.
Yeah.
So, the villain has to be someone more modern or that character. Or from Hudlin's run. Like, there's a bunch of characters you can play. Or they'll just go original. Like, with this much mythology, you can do a lot. And with an actor like Michael B. Jordan, it's just like, here, read the dictionary. I'm invested. So,
I do think the Manape storyline, maybe tweak the name, but the storyline is really good with him like coming in to challenge T'Challa's power, and with T'Chaka just having died in Civil War, the power vacuum is a perfect kickoff for that story.
And Chadwick against Michael B. Jordan is going to be just a powerhouse.
Awesome.
That's going to be so cool to see them just go at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to see like Michael B. Jordan is like a bit more of an antagonist or villain character.
Yeah.
Like, I think he would own it. Like, he would be so good at it. So.
A lot of people are saying Killmonger, who I think is almost in that Manape vein that they almost couldn't do, but Killmonger would work a little better.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not as familiar. Like, I kind of have only read the Christopher Priest and some of the older stuff, so. But Lupita Nyong'o, are we thinking Shuri?
Yeah, I think Shuri. Absolutely.
T'Challa's sister, like, who also goes on to become Black Panther, like, that would be amazing.
And she's got such a presence, man. She's in any movie and you're like, tell me more about this character.
Yeah.
So Killmonger, I don't want to give misinformation, so I'm just gonna read the Wikipedia. Fictional supervillain appearing in American comic books. Oh, thanks, that helps. Expert fighter in both a physical and mental match for his nemesis Black Panther. Vague, thank you. I don't know a lot about Killmonger either, but it seems like he's the Lex Luthor, like, he's the main antagonist from what I gather from this blurb.
Well, him and Manape,
right.
So, anyway, anything else, anyone, before we move on to Wolverine?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know much about Black Panther except for, like, the newer run with
Claw.
The Avengers.
Yeah.
We know Claw's the main antagonist, but we don't really... So Michael Jordan might be working with him in some fact.
Yeah. Way. By the way, a friend of the show, Alan Kissler, wrote a great article on Black Panther for Polygon. So if you're, like, looking for more information than we can currently give you...
Yeah, because we don't know a lot.
Alan Kissler knows everything about everything. Mm-hmm. About everything.
He's terrifying with how intelligent he is. Yeah. Like, he's a good guy. I like that guy a lot. All right, we are moving on to our very last story, Wolverine 3. We've got a lot of pictures to go through, for the first onset pictures for Wolverine 3. But first, let's talk, while Doom is getting that ready, the next Wolverine movie is titled Wolverine Weapon X, or simply Weapon X for short, because Fox has registered those titles. That's according to, I think, a Twitter feed called X-Men Movies, and they've been right on a few other rumors before. So it's looking more like we have Weapon X sort of storyline than an Old Man Logan, which I'm disappointed by because I wanted to see how they were... Like, I was intrigued by the Old Man Logan. But, like, I also see that as, like, problematic, like, especially, like...
He's older. Like, Logan looks older. Weapon X is an
early... I thought you were saying, like, he's older. I was like, well, yeah, it's called Old Man Logan.
That's how time happens. No, but, like, Hugh Jackman is older and looks older, and Weapon X is the beginning. It doesn't work. Also, that silly Weapon X scene in Apocalypse.
It's just getting harder and harder to believe that Hugh Jackman is a young Wolverine anymore. Like, if they're going to keep doing prequel movies, I don't believe that he's a young Wolverine
anymore.
But
this isn't a prequel. Like, here's my guess. They're calling it Weapon X because it has to do with X-23, not with Weapon X. Mm-hmm. So if you remember in the first movie, and correct, maybe you'll know better than me, because I'm depending on your young brain. I'm very old. I think in the first movie, like, Professor X made a deal with Wolverine saying, if you'll stick with the team and work with me, I'll help you figure out your past.
Right.
I think Wolverine is calling Professor X in on that favor to say, you're going to help me with this because this is some nonsense.
That'll close the story nicely.
So we're going to get montages of the past mixed with the present.
I think so. And I think he's going to go in search of Weapon X and the people who did what they did to him. And then he's going to discover it's still operating. And not only that, they now have, like, clones of him. Like, maybe that has something to do with Mr. Sinister and, like, the Essex Corporation.
At the end.
I love the Essex. I love the idea of X-23. I want all that. I just feel like every movie is about Wolverine finding his past and looking for Weapon X.
I don't disagree.
When I think of Bryan Singer, I'm like, oh, Wolverine's going to just be the lead and go look for Weapon X. Huh? Cool. And then all of X-2 is like, oh, there's Weapon X. And this, and he brought it back. Like, I've literally seen that so many times.
Yeah.
I wanted something a little new. I want X-23. I just would rather be involved in Old Man Logan than in this. What your theory sounds like, right? Because Bryan Singer loves Bryan Singer's version of the X-Men, so that's most likely the way it's going, because that's the universe they've shaped. That's fine. I just think it would have been more visually appealing and more different. And if they keep saying a Western tone, why not go with the story everyone wants?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think you can have a Western genre without having it be set in the Old West in like a sort of like dystopian desert sort of setting. You know? I don't know what that looks like, but I think smarter people than me can figure that out.
I mean, I'm okay with a Weapon X movie. I'm excited for the movie no matter what, because I think Hugh Jackman is an incredible Wolverine, and he doesn't age like a normal man. He ages, but he doesn't age normally, because that doesn't even make sense how he looks. But I was really excited for the idea of them reshaping that universe and making like a Mad Max version of
reality. Oh, I would have loved that. That would have been amazing, but it feels like, especially with these set photos, like, there's a limo.
Yeah.
Like, and I think Wolverine is a chauffeur. I really do. Because, like, he's around that stupid limo all the time. Like, in every set photo we've seen.
They've only shot a couple days. Maybe they're just
getting
probably one shot.
Yeah, it's all one shot. The project's getting coverage.
And maybe this is, like setting the stage before they go off into the Old West or whatever. I don't know. Like, remember the happier days, Charles Xavier, when we had limos, and now we're in the dystopian Old West? I don't know. But, like, it's all banged up. Like, it's very clear that he gets in a fight or a car wreck or a mutant gets thrown into it or something.
And
I don't know.
And if that young lady who's in the photos with them is X-23, that's a very young
X-23.
Well, the breakdown. Yeah. Do we have the breakdown?
Well, that's how young she was first in X-Men Evolution. Like, when the character was originally introduced in that cartoon, she was really young.
She was 13, 14.
Yeah.
That kid is not 13, 14. That kid is, like, 10.
Like, at oldest.
Oh, I didn't see the photo.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very young girl.
Well, that's what makes me uncomfortable with, like, the comics right now. Like, the comics haven't aged her, in any continuity, so sometimes they, like, sex her up, and I'm like, yo, that's a child.
Yeah.
Like, it's really uncomfortable. And, like, right now, she's, like, in late teens and in the all-new X-Men and the dating Angel. That I feel better about because they've, like, established she's older. But, like, if they're introducing X-23 as, like, a kid, that's weird.
Yeah, like, unless they're going to hyper-age her.
Right. Like, I'm not sure how they'll make that story work. Because that's part of her ness. Is she was, like, in NYX, she was a prostitute.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Her first introduction to the comics from the show was her working as a prostitute in the streets of New York. That's not really a tell you can tell.
Yeah, it'd be a real dark tale.
Right. Yeah, so they're not going to go that with the movies. But I just don't know how they're going to have this girl this young.
Yeah, I think I'm reading over Koi's shoulder. I think Paul Grant's right. Maybe she's not the X-23. She's just a clone.
Because
I know in like the current series, like there's a bunch of clones.
Yeah, the current run right now, there's three of them, I think.
They're almost the Cuckoo Sisters.
Yeah. It's a fun book. All new X, all new Wolverines.
That's a great book. Yeah, that's a really, really good. I actually just read it last night.
Yeah, like, they're so much weeks. Fun.
Yeah, it's really good. One of the pictures I want to point out, though, and this is what a lot of fans are pointing at with the picture. She's in one of the shots, she has like a blood stain, like, over her heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there.
So the rumor is that maybe she is, like, X-23 or a clone from that program that Wolverine is trying to save, and she was shot in whatever the scene is, and then she's, like, regenerated.
Yeah, she has a healing factor.
She has a healing factor, you know, like Weapon X or Wolverine would. So Yeah, I mean, there's not really a lot to tell from the pictures. Like, there's one picture of, like, Patrick Stewart where he's, like, just, like, looks like he's, like, raw from crying and, like...
He looks haggard in this movie.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if, shots,
if
like...
Hugh Jackman's older, I mean, yeah. Charles would have to be a fair amount older.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like everyone's on the...
just really old now.
Yeah. Fair, fair.
I won't accept that.
And, like, the people in the background are on the ground and it looks like some awful thing just happened and Wolverine's trying to get Professor X away from it. Like, I really have... no idea what's going on in any of these pictures. Except
we don't even know that that picture is from during shooting. It could be between takes, and he's like, "They're out of burritos."
I want my breakfast burrito.
All of the extras in the background are just really upset to see him like don't have a leave. Temper tantrum.
As an extra, they've been standing there for the last 10 hours, so yeah. They're just like, "We're done. We're laying
I'm
down.
I'm gonna lay down.
Yeah,
I'm out."
So yeah, so let's we'll end with a possible character description for X-23. It came out on that hashtag show. I think it was also a posting on Facebook. I think maybe that's where they found it. Some like casting like young kids sort of like Facebook page.
I mean, we're all actors in LA. We all get these.
We can find these things.
Yeah. So it says 20th Century Fox are seeking an 11- to 14-year-old girl to play the role of Zoe in a brand new movie. Don't know who Zoe is. I think it's probably like a filler for who it actually is. 11 to 14 year old girl, still a child, but a wounded badass, a pound puppy raised in captivity in a time of battle without support systems of a normal childhood. She has no family and until now has never left the compound in which she was born. So
if that's real, that sounds like X-23.
If that's not X-23, yeah. Then I don't know.
Or if it's not a fan being like, you know, it'd be cool if it was just this.
I'm trying to find like just a little bit more. She has not been instructed in many social conventions. She can eat like an animal, studies and often mimics people's behavior, has a high IQ, temperamental, impulsive, feral creature that can raise genuine mayhem. Is a girl that's never been kissed, looking for a real girl, not made up or done. Martial arts, gymnastics experience preferred, but not necessary. But she will have to be physical and is not allowed to play it cute.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like X-23.
I mean, that's X-23 if... I mean, it's got to be. It's got to be someone from the X-23 program.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
If she's never been kissed, though, then they're obviously not introducing her in the same
that
way.
That way, yeah,
in
that really dark hair.
Which is good.
I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah, there's no reality. And Fox is like, you know,
that's a great idea.
You know, Deadpool did well, that R-rated movie. What if we're just the worst people? Can we have David Fincher direct 8mm with X-23?
I like where they went with Hit Girl, but I want to take it a little bit further.
What if we go, no.
So
now what if Roman Polanski directs?
Oh, God.
So
Bennett, well, you see kids Bennett, on the couch. Roman Polanski is.
Bennett, you're being so quiet. I want to hear all of your opinions on everything that we've talked about so far.
Okay.
Like what? So let's see. That's Wolverine. We've got X-23. We've got Black Panther. We've got Doctor Strange. Like, what are you thinking?
For Doctor Strange...
Anything you want to say.
I really want them to... put an actual official number one trailer because it's a teaser and we've really not seen much.
I agree with you.
I want to see like a story, like a plot point of what's going on, but not the whole entire movie.
Now, I will warn you, our friendship will end when that trailer comes out because I will die. I'm going to die when the trailer comes out because I'll probably never actually make it to the movie because I will die from the trailer.
It's going to happen. You had a rough time with the teaser. Yeah. Heart palpitations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ended up
in
the hospital.
I believe it's called a myocardial infarction. So you want to see a trailer. Do you, what other opinions do you have?
But I feel like they're going to probably drop it at Comic-Con.
You think so?
Instead of probably putting it pre because they want to have the...
They want to have the hype of,
yeah, the hype,
of the event.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
And for Hulk, I think... obviously, they're going to show his face because he's a star and like people also want to see the human side of him and not just the Hulk side. And for Wolverine, I don't want like the same story, but I think they're going to just put a wrap on it and be like, oh, remember how you promised you'll help me figure out my past? And he's like, yeah. Well, I mean, do you want to go on a road trip? And he's like... sure.
Why is she not writing these movies?
Very casual. Like, hey, what's up, Charles? Road trip?
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Throws him a beer, catches it. Like, meh.
He can't move that fast.
Yeah, Wolverine would throw him the beer and hit him in the face. He's like, oh, if only my telepathy weren't telepathy.
You would think you're a 5-year-old girl for the rest of your life.
Great. All right. Well, let's move on to Marvelites real quick. Our merry, merry Marvelites. I know you've got some iTunes and some shout-outs.
Yep. Let me just pull those up real quick.
Now, Michael P.S. Bancher at Pyjama Prime Says, I think I'm going to be missing the live stream, so if I could get a birthday shout out, that would be dope. So, Michael, happy birthday!
Happy birthday, I like your name, Pajama Pride, Pajama Pride.
Pajama Prime. Happy birthday, man. Everyone say happy birthday to Michael.
Happy birthday.
Let's see. Max Heron, at Max Heron, asked us a question. What's more likely to happen, Fin Fang Foom for the MCU or Sauron for the X-Men movies?
I gotta say Sauron's more likely.
Sauron.
Yeah. That guy makes awesome shirts.
Max Heron? Is that Max Heron?
Yeah,
he's the one who made our awesome Doctor Strange shirt for me?
Different guy. We have a lot of awesome fans living a lot of awesome shirts. This guy makes... He's the one with the Punisher shirt.
That's him?
One batch, two batch.
Oh, yeah. Max, I've got to go buy that shirt. I love the one batch, two batch? Yeah, I've got to get that shirt.
Sauron is just a delightful character. I hope they bring him into the MCU. He's so awful and so great.
Yeah, I mean...
Carl Lycos.
Savage Lives is so much fun.
Yeah. I love that meme that always pops up every once in a while of Sauron. Just like, I'm a doctor. I could create the cure for cancer. But screw it. I want to make dinosaurs out of people.
I've watched that movie.
Yeah. Do you hear how they came up with the character?
No.
It was back when they were first developing the storyline, they wanted to make it a vampire storyline, but at the time the comics code wouldn't let them use vampires. And so to get around that, they were like, he doesn't become... Oh, no, maybe it was a werewolf. It was something like that, something horror. And they're like, well, instead of becoming that, he'll become a pterodactyl.
Mobius never sucked blood with his mouth. Yeah. He sucked blood with his hands.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
It was a vampire, yeah. And so instead of a vampire.
That adorable comic
code. Yeah, what if he's a dinosaur? Cool.
Pass.
Then he can't. But he does have that like hypnotic stare, and he drains life force out of you. Like,
well,
that's
obviously, you know nothing
powers.
About dinosaurs.
That's a fair point.
Guys,
that's a fair
we weren't
point.
Around them. That could have been how they ate.
It absolutely could be.
That's why they're extinct now, is they ran out of life force to suck. That's just science.
That's the weirdest sentence. You're out of life force to suck.
It's the world we live in.
Don't we all?
I want to give shout outs to Fat Guy Swag, for one, because your name Fat Guy
Hell
Swag.
Yeah.
Gold. He loves the show. He thinks it's really well written. He loves our guest host specifically. He wrote a nice long diatribe.
Thank you. It's not a diatribe. A diatribe is an angry thing, right?
I thought a diatribe is just long and like.
Is it
you know,
just long? And
I mean,
like
you're just making fun of the way he writes when you say it's a diatribe.
Oh, I don't mean to insult you, man. I thank you. I say diatribe about my writing all the time. Perhaps I
and
know.
He's right.
That's true. Ben knows. Anyway,
I've had to edit that.
Thank you for your very lovely comment. And he really wants Kevin Smith in the show. And he told me to beg Matt.
Oh yes, please.
Kevin, I would love to.
I'm just saying
Kevin's...
he called you out, not me.
Batman on Spider-Man.
First of all, diatribe, a forceful and bitter verbal attack against someone or something.
See, makes complete sense on your
writing
style.
Yeah, I do.
I just had to assuage my English major, like, oh, am I right? I'm right,
I've
right?
I've used that word so much wrong my whole life.
It's okay, no one knows what that word means.
And with Kevin Smith, I would love to have him on the show, but his schedule's so busy over the summer, he's barely going to be able to do a lot of Fat Man on Batman. At least, like, YouTube-wise. Like, he'll probably still do a lot of the podcast stuff, because he can do that remotely, but, like... He's going to be on the road a lot, so...
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Well, I tried.
But I do think we're recording a Fat Man on Batman tomorrow, so we'll see.
I also have shout-outs from Lane Imp 2000. I'm not sure how to say your name, but thank you. 5 stars. Thank you much. And Corin Horn 15. And then we have one constructive criticism that was 4 stars. Takeout of Trash said, let's talk about our favorite heroes, because everyone loves Deadpool. And let's talk about Doctor Strange. He thinks we invest too much and talk about, like, he's my favorite character. We just get excited, man. We're like you guys. Like, we're just like geeks. We're just being filmed. Like, this is just how I talk in my living room. So anytime that I'm like going on a Deadpool diatribe saying he's my favorite, it's only because I'm really excited. Wait, so
who is that guy?
Take Trash Out of Trash.
His name is Take Trash Out of Trash.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And he was just saying that he thinks sometimes we devolve into like claiming our favorite heroes, but it's just like any other situation where with your friends talking, you get excited.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll work on that. And thanks for the review, man. Thank you.
And Merry Marvelite community. If you have like criticisms for our show, like we do the show for you. Like, we're giant fans. Like we like geek out and everything, but we do the show for you. If you have criticisms or suggestions, please feel free to tweet at us. You know, DM
us. In a non-diatribe, a word I just learned correctly.
But like we want to hear what you feel like would make the show better. We don't want to be a bad show. You know, that's not what we set out to do. So let us know. Like we love your suggestions and your criticisms. Like
I read a lot of them.
Yeah. So I forgot to include this picture in the rundown, and I apologize. But Josh Lapin at Josh Lapin tweeted out a picture of his son meeting Bob Dole in Washington D.C. on a school field trip, and he was wearing a big Iron Man shirt.
Bob Dole was?
No. His son was.
Sorry, I got really
loud. His son was. And he tweeted it as, my son represents Team Iron Man while meeting Bob Dole in Washington, D.C. on a school field trip. And I thought that was awesome. Like, here's Bob Dole in a wheelchair. He's like, hey, I'm Bob Dole. And then this kid is like, I'm wearing an Iron Man shirt. And I was like, yeah, Iron Man, that's cool.
That's awesome. So, makes me happy.
How many pens was Bob Dole holding? You see, kids, back in the day, Bob Dole held a because he had a...
Stood that reference.
He would.
So, Gary Larson, at Gary Larson 81. The Gary Larson. Ooh. Yeah. Wrote, it's all about that pre-order, my man. Talking to Coy with the Deadpool steel case.
I didn't get mine. I was a fool. I didn't go out the first week, and they were all sold out in, like, all of L.A. I went to 7 Best Buys.
Oh, I'm
you
so
have $500
sorry.
To buy it on
yeah,
eBay.
Yeah, I just totally get that. It's, if anyone has an extra steel book and wants to be my favorite viewer.
Oh, dude, I do.
An extra?
No.
Oh.
But he wants to be your favorite.
That's how I feel about not
But he went on to say, all I need now is a shout out on Marvel News. So Gary Lawson.
Oh, it's not Gary Larson.
It's not Gary Larson. It's
I'm
Gary
let
Lawson.
Down.
Gary Lawson, I'm jealous, is what I am. Shout out to jealousy.
Purple Bus OG at Purple Bus OG says Jack Black was born to play MODOK. Opinions.
All day.
If they ever effectively put MODOK in a movie, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
If they make it happen, make it happen.
Can he play guitar?
No, he can't because his arms are too far apart.
They're too far apart and they're like tight. Like yeah. The Tyrannosaurus arms over there.
It'd be the weirdest looking guitar ever.
I'm so okay with that.
We all want to watch him try.
Yes, we do.
Fair enough.
Maybe on a harp. He can play the harp.
Yeah. Have you ever seen... I wish that I'd thought of this beforehand. Have you ever seen MODOK outside of his chair and casing?
Can he?
Ew,
it's
what?
Terrifying.
It's like
it would look like a turtle or like...
It's like his body's like this big and his head is like this. It's just like Earth next to Jupiter. It's like makes no sense
at all.
Are his
arms and his legs like part of the suit? Is he just kind of like the poop emoji?
He's a person inside of a chair, but like his head is so big... Like so, AIM does experiments on this guy. I can't remember his real name off the top
of my
head.
Let's say Steven, because Marvel loves the word for the name Steven.
Yeah. Well, sure. His name is Steven. He's an AIM scientist who creates this way to make himself more intelligent by enlarging his brain, and it enlarges his entire head, basically. So he's like a giant head, little body guy, and that's why he needs the suit to keep his head up. Like, his body's too weak to actually move himself around.
So there's two cosplays that I've always wanted to do at Comic-Con. One being Panda Pool. And two, I just want an excuse to wear like her. But the other one is MODOK. Just, like, getting a helmet on my big fat head and a black bodysuit and just, like, little tiny legs.
I've seen a dude cosplay that before, and it's amazing.
That's adorable.
Rob Nips, friend of the show, just asked, I gotta figure out who Bob Dole is. And she's out there Googling who Bob Dole is. She's in high school still. Rob Nips is one of her longest fans. And then she's just like, is he, like, an old version of John Cena? And now I just picture Bob Dole just, like... Bob Dole,
Paul Grant obviously is old like us. Bob Dole is Bob Dole, Bob Dole.
Just made me, and then she said that's even better than John Cena. Oh, it just made me so happy.
Oh, Rob Nibs, we love you.
Oh, man, that's good.
All right, so Brian Yetman, at Brian Yetman, wants us to talk about the new trailer for the Spider-Man game. It debuted at E3 and it looks really good.
It looks amazing. I
had to watch it without the sound on, so I can't really talk about it too much, so I will let you guys go.
There was nothing much with sound wise. It was just someone who isn't Tom Holland doing the voiceover.
Because they're saying he's an older Spider-Man. He's more seasoned.
He's like, who wouldn't think that the world would be saved by a guy from Queens? And it looks great. It looks great. I've been burned so many times by Spider-Man games. Mm-hmm. I've bought every Spider-Man game.
You guys want to watch some of it?
Yeah.
Wait, can we?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's just keep talking over it.
Because it's Insomniac, for one. Insomniac is one of my favorite game companies besides Naughty Dog.
What else is Insomniac?
They did Ratchet and Clank.
Yep.
What is the other big one that they did?
There's another big one. I can't remember.
Ratchet and Clank.
I love the eyes.
They gave him the
Yeah, they gave him the Marvel MCU eyes.
I just want to say it looks like the PS2 Spider-Man 2 game.
Yeah. Which is the best.
Which was the last game I ever bought, the last game I ever beat, and PS2 was the last system, because then PS3 Spider-Man wasn't... I never went past that point. This looks like I might get back into gaming.
The first and second one were both amazing.
Web of Shadows?
Yeah.
Web of Shadows was pretty decent, but, like, nothing was as good as Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man was decent. The one that had the cool, like... I played that one a little
cell
bit. Cell
shading?
Yeah, the cell shading was great.
It's the one where you also could play as Deadpool. Was that
what?
One? There was one that the alternate character was Deadpool. So when you can unlock that character.
That's awesome.
Good to know.
Cool. After you beat him. Because you do have to... God, was it Web of Shadows that you... And then there's also Shattered Dimensions, which was I liked it because you played Noir. You got to play Noir.
That was fun. That was really fun.
Incredible. It looks like the game style of the old one, but with PS4 graphics. And as a Sony guy, I'm excited.
But I think since it's Insomniac, they're going to handle it really well. And it has the power of the PS4 behind it. So I'm super excited.
Is this supposedly a story later in the this current Spider-Man?
They just said it was more seasons, so that's why it's not Tom Holland. I don't think it's set in this continuity.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know that it's in the MCU. Yeah,
I think that's ultimately why. I'll be honest. I'm not a huge fan of the look of the costume
with the giant white spider.
The white pops out too much. It's not. If they faded it down, it might look good. It's just it's too bright.
That's all I see.
Well, I mean,
It's all you can see when you look at it. But I think they're doing it so that it. Very strongly differentiates from the MCU Spider-Man, so there's no question this is not that universe.
But Lord knows you're gonna have an unlockable skin that's going to be the MCU.
Hopefully with Tom Holland's voice.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
But the guys that they're fighting, I was trying to figure out who they look like, and it looks like they're going with a Mr. Negative. Mr. Negatives.
Yeah. Oh,
I thought that was Tarantula in the car.
It could be Tarantula.
He looked like Tarantula to me, because he wasn't glowing inverse.
There was the big dude that you... I'm like, oh, they're making a weird choice for Rhino, but...
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know, because you see so very little. I really want it to be Mr. Negative, though, just so you get an anti-venom.
When is the game hitting?
I don't think until 2017.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have a date on the trailer.
But that would make
Black
sense, because
Tarantula. That's definitely the mascot.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Okay.
Which is a super obscure villain that Tom DeFalco went in, his Steve Scrooge run. Do you remember that run? Around the 400s in Amazing Spider-Man? He didn't last very long, but it'd be...
Well, that was when they introduced Ezekiel, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't it?
No, this guy's before Ezekiel. This is, the first spider-based villain that wasn't part of that continuity that he just, he was an assassin that just totally owned Spidey.
Was it... It's not Black Mask. There was the one, the gangster. Was it...
The Rose? The purple mask? Yeah, the Rose was cool, too.
Okay.
What about the Carnation?
He's a very important villain in...
Yeah.
Nobody likes carnations, Matt. Nobody.
What about hydrangea? What about that guy?
I'm out.
The perennial.
The perennial.
He just comes around occasionally.
The
100-year plant.
I know I saw on Twitter today, Robbie Rodriguez, who's one of the creators of Spider-Gwen, is already campaigning for a Spider-Gwen DLC. Which I will buy an entire $300 game system.
I would like a Spider-Gwen comic that has that, because the art style for Spider-Gwen is so... pretty.
Skin the universe in
I would like to point out on our Twitter feed Hector Notvaro, the not Hector,
we've all got one,
says Sunset Overdrive is the other big Insomniac game recently, and it is a Spider-Man game without Spider-Man.
Instead of being able to swing from building to building, you're grinding from building to building.
What Sunset Overdrive
is?
Okay.
it's a lot of grinding.
I don't know what that means.
It's when it's a skateboarding term. I skateboard. I played a lot of Tony Hawk in my
day. Yeah, dude, Tony Hawk 4 is awesome.
But it's when you just are on
I didn't know it was a skateboard gamer. I know grinding is for skateboard.
He's not. He's doing it with his feet. But I don't know why I went into this segment.
Stetson Scott Kuda at Fifth Noble says Zac Efron for Danny Ketch Ghost Rider. What do you think?
No.
I love Zac Efron. I love Zac Efron, and I have pushed him for many things. He's too pretty for that character. Mm-hmm. I think he's he's also a different body type. He just has a different nest. Zac Efron would be a great Nova. He'd be a great, he'd be a great lot of things. I think that'd be the wrong. It'd be the Channing Tatum Gambit thing. It'd be a lot of upset people because it's just off.
Yeah.
Personally.
Did you see the Nick Cage without the panda face?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
On
without
the
CGI.
Set.
He wore his mask. He wore his make. He wore makeup to put CGI over his face because he's so Nick funny. Cage.
I kind of want to see that instead that of whole the movie. Just him without CGI.
Just like, and I just saw him being so like, bro.
Yeah. Oh my god! Like he would look insane. He would be an insane person. That would be so funny.
Good idea. Yeah,
Cage is an insane person.
John Schnapp was the one who had it on Twitter, and I was whoa, I want to see this movie because he had like a video of it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's funny. Speaking of John Schnapp, everything Nick Cage. Yeah. Speaking of, I think I'm going to be on Collider Heroes soon.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. We are chatting over email, so nothing's confirmed yet, but I will tweet it out whenever I know. So anyway, that's our show 1 hour and 18 minutes later.
I mean, hey. So, we had a lot to talk about. We had a lot of us to talk.
Yeah. There was a lot of us. So let's start closing out everything. First of all, thank you for being here today. Awesome. I hope that you had fun. Yeah. This is Caleb Pierce. You are a friend to the Bennett Green family.
The expert.
Bennett Green, thank you for being on our show today. Did you have fun?
Yes, I did. Thank you for having me.
Will you come back?
Totally.
When is your guys' podcast going to drop?
It's Kevin.
Real soon, guys. So watch out.
I mean... If you want one.
Pierce and Green. Green and Pierce. You guys should do one. Why not? Everyone's doing podcasts.
I just read Doctor Strange the first time last week.
Which one?
So I'm getting caught up.
Both? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good work.
We're getting caught up, you guys. So next time. Yeah,
next time you're in here, you better give me your review of Doctor Strange.
All right, I will.
I think.
And you need to read Into Shambhala. That's what you need to do.
Okay, I'll go to the comic book store today.
You're not going to find Into Shambhala at the comic book store.
Maybe at Meltdown Comics.
Or House of Secrets.
Into Shambhala is one of the hardest books to find. It is impossible for me. I eventually had to pay like $50 to buy it on eBay. Yeah, because I just couldn't
find
it.
You're suggesting
this out of
poor girl buy a $50 book. You're like, the next thing you buy, save up your money.
She has disposable income. She's 16 years old.
Right?
That's the last time I had disposable income.
If I can figure out to skibbity bop you guys.
If I can figure out a way to get you my copy, I will.
Oh, it's okay.
So
I think if we had a podcast, I would outspeak him the whole entire
thing. She would.
You would just sit there and be like, "Yep,
I totally agree." Yeah.
And he knows nothing, and he's like, "Totally."
He's the Jon Snow of comics.
He's the Ben Dunn of your podcast.
So LJ Dewey, Ben Dunn, thank you for being here today. Can you guys tell us where your Twitters and where else we can find you? What else you got going on?
So my Twitter handle is just LJ Dewey, LJDUEY. It's not super active. Maybe I'll make it a little more active. So I got the indie comic going on right now that I'm
Can we hear the name of it? Do you have a name for it?
Yeah, it's called The White Raven.
I love it. That's
awesome. So keep an eye out. That's awesome. And then I'm an actor and screenwriter as well, so cool. I have my hand in many pots right now.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Then we'll update you guys if there's any movement on the comic. Here.
Great.
Yeah.
Master Dunn?
I don't really tweet, but you can follow me on Instagram at Dunjamin, D-U-N-N-J-A-M-I-N. You can also, be my friend on Facebook, I don't care. it'll be a lot of stupid things I post. I'm on Saving Throw. It's a D&D live stream that we do. They stream every single day. I'm on every other Friday, including this Friday on Black Bag. So if you like Call of Cthulhu, we're currently doing a Call of Cthulhu campaign.
Why did you not invite me to that? That's my favorite game.
Well, next time we have an opening slot, you should come and play one-off character.
Yeah, I love that game so much.
I'm going to die. I'm pretty sure my DM's going to kill me.
Some of my favorite RPG memories are from playing that game. It's so terrifying. It's so fun if you have a DM.
Our DM is fantastic. He has all of these sound effects that he puts on for every single thing that we do. He's a mastermind.
He's not a DM. He is the keeper of arcane knowledge.
He would probably be yelling at me right now if he was listening to this.
The keeper of arcane knowledge. There we go.
But you can follow if you go to twitch.com/savingthrowshow. That's where we stream on that. And buy a loot crate. Help me out.
Coy Jandro at Coy Jandro. I'm on Twitter too much. I want to end the show I don't want to get political. I don't want to talk about any negativity. I don't want to talk about Second Amendment. But I do want to say that this week, if nothing else, has taught us that we don't know what's going to happen and that we don't know when things end. So tell people you love them and hug your family and call your mom and just reach out and just make friends with strangers and stuff, because that was scary and I'm terrified and that's not a fun way to feel and it's not good that it's working. So just let everybody know you love them all the time, because you never know when that will be the last time. So much love to you guys.
Yeah, and along those lines, donate to charity.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
people need help, man.
Just do good stuff, be better, and if you're better this much, then the next day you're better that much, and then the world gets better. Like, revolutions start small, and change starts small, so just do something better. Like, if that means you're just eating better, or doing better, or talking to someone, or making someone's day better, or buying someone a surprise, if it's a candy bar or a burger, like, just do something better, because then that makes someone happy, and then that makes the world better. So just, let's start there. That's all we can do.
Yeah, I agree. Don't choose anger. Don't choose, like... Don't choose a diatribe.
Choose anything.
Choose a hug.
Amen.
Choose a hug.
Dude, exactly.
Choose forgiveness and understanding.
So I just, I felt real Wong this week, and I wanted to improve it. And I, so much love to you guys. It's been a rough one, so.
All right. Well, on that note, I'm Matt Key, at the Matt Key, on Twitter. You can find me on Fat Man on Batman every once in a while talking about Doctor Strange. And that's it. Thanks for joining us on our show today. Thanks, Bennett and Caleb. And,
Doom,
you have a pitch. And I forgot. I even wrote it into the rundown. I forgot. Doom.
Doom has an announcement. In just over a week, next Wednesday, I'll be starting a brand new podcast here at the Popcorn Talk called Sci-Fi Weekly, where me and Jesse Klein, who you may know from all of the Marvel AfterBuzz TV after shows with me, we'll be talking about all the science fiction news and discussion points once a week, every week, until the end of time.
Great.
Forever.
Forever.
So follow Sci-Fi Weekly on Twitter at Sci-Fi Weekly, or me at That Zach Wilson, and you can get all the details.
Great. Well, congratulations. That sounds like a great show.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I will have to watch it because I need to catch up on my sci-fi stuff. I do so much like comic book stuff now. Like, I'm falling behind on sci-fi stuff. So anyway, we have been the Marvel Movie News. This was show number 86. You can find us on the Popcorn Talk Network or on youtube.com/Popcorn Talk Network. We're at Marvel News PTN or at the Popcorn Talk. Also on facebook.com/Marvel News Show. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principal.
All right, hey. All right, good job, guys. Let's just not come in tomorrow. Let's just... take a date.